Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. This is that time of the week. I enjoy this. This is like one of my favorite moments of the week. When I almost feel like I get to put my brain to rest for a bit. But I have other people that know things, that say things, and that do things that are just, you know, equally as important as anything I could ever do. And they help me keep this place running. Butters and Lee is what we're about to do. Lee from Huntsville's on the phone with us right now. Lee from Huntsville, how are you?
I'm doing well. It sounds like it's a feisty show.
It has been. It's been a feisty show as opposed to yesterday's kind of racy show with the toilet paper discussion. That was a hoot. All right, well, Butters in the studio and Lee is on the phone. It is time now for Butters and Lee. All right, here we go. Y'all know the deal. I ask you questions. And y'all give me your answers, and we just opine for a minute. But, Lee, you're going first. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So here's the deal. Y'all, in the in the wake of the whole George Floyd riots, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, it became like the mantra. It became the big deal in corporate America, academia, all of it. Some people say it just ensures that fairness is a part of the environment. That's all we're trying to do is make sure everything's fair and equitable. Others, though, say it's like an agenda-driven destruction of meritocracy overall. What are your thoughts? Lee, you first. What are you thinking?
I am a big believer in meritocracy, and I believe in taking the gifts and talents given to you by God with hard work, turning them into success.
Okay.
So I believe that meritocracy trumps all, for a better word, just because not everybody puts the same amount of work into something, a job, you know, a talent. So they don't all get the same amounts of success. But I do think that meritocracy should rule the day. Juilliard, I think went to a point where they started listening to people behind a curtain so that they wouldn't know anything about that person whatsoever. All they did was heard the music.
Wow.
And that's how they judged whether or not they would allow someone in. And I think, right on, I love it. And I think you should be able to stand on your education, your gifts, your talents, and your success.
All right, that's well put. And I like the Juilliard thing. So Butters, your thoughts, my brethren, what do you think?
I think it definitely had a sexy moment. I think you got a lot of pushback on a lot of this kind of stuff. I'm kind of curious. I don't know that I pay enough attention to really know whether ESG is kind of taking the lead for, you know, making people look good. But, you got a lot of pushback from a lot of this stuff. Obviously, we have, still a lot of tough conversations, I think, as a nation. But I think there's a lot of businesses that thought they were going to wave the flag on this DEI stuff. And everybody was like, I'm thinking like Bud Light, for example.
Yeah.
I think two factored in there. The economy's getting harder. And I think businesses are starting to go, we got to worry about making an actual profit. And, that's got to trump
works.
All. Yeah. So, I definitely it's still in there .
Yeah, so do you see DEI as being worthwhile, or do you see this as being like an overreach and meritocracy is the way you would lean?
I don't know. I don't shoving anything down Someone's throat is typically not the best way to do things.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah, and what's crazy is to your thought a minute ago when you mentioned ESG, DEI actually feeds ESG, because if you're all in on diversity, equity, inclusion hires, and you have policies that prove it, you get a higher ESG score over here. And it's definitely part of the overall collaborative effort among the progressives to try and reshape society. Yeah, you and I both saw it in the military.
Oh, yeah.
The military is supposed to be a meritocracy. Earn your rank, earn your title, earn your capabilities and next assignment. And, oh, by the way, earn that officer evaluation or NCOER. And yet the military is even getting into diversity hires, talking about hiring more black pilots. Well, I don't want my surgeon to be a diversity hire. I don't want my bomber pilot to be a diversity hire. I want somebody who's like skilled and got there. Any final thoughts on that one, Lee?
I agree. I think that I want to have confidence in those type of positions, especially the life or death decision making, for sure. I'd want to have confidence in those who are in the role. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I feel like we kind of smoothed our way through that one. That was like not hard.
Yeah, I'm not a hard hitting. I mean, I think there's a conversation that needs to be had, but the answer isn't.
Yeah,
and doing the DEI. You know, like there is like, well, and I mean, you mentioned pilots. You know, in military aviation, why is it that we have the majority of white dudes that are the ones flying the airplanes? Well, you know, how many. You know, what's the culture of the families that are shoving people? I mean, that goes to the conversation of, well, who's even joining the military?
Well, and I agree with that. And then at the same time, I don't think that there's any way in the world you could say that someone would not be qualified because of their skin color or be more qualified because of their skin color. What I don't want to see is we won't hire you because of your skin color, but equally so, I don't want to hear we're only going to hire you because of your skin color.
I think that's weird. I do think we live in a time now where pretty much whoever you are, whatever your background, there's somebody that succeeded with a similar background, a similar ailment, whether it's a disability. I mean, there's someone that succeeded that you can look at and go, okay, there's no formal structure that's keeping me from achieving my dreams and my ambitions.
I would agree with that. All right. Next question before we run out of time. Yeah, go ahead, Lee.
I was just going to say, I think it's interesting when we saw the IBM, the head of IBM, if you saw James O'Keefe's release of that video where the head of IBM is discussing the hiring practices, quite eye-opening.
I saw the headline, and I've not watched the video yet, but I saw the headline was basically all the DEI, yada, 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 and it turns out behind the scenes that it wasn't really that grand.
Well, it's just that he was listing percentages of who he needed hired, and he was saying that their bonuses would be affected negatively if they weren't achieving this hiring ratio. And I just think it's quite eye-opening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right.
I mean, you kind of know what's happening, but not that it's so in your face.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, everything's recorded nowadays. So the fact that he said it on a Zoom call or whatever it was, it's just clearly there was no wisdom in that one.
No.
All right. Next question. You ready? Here's the deal. We had the question yesterday on Grand Council. I want to hear you guys' thoughts. So, like, regardless of who you support for president, I don't care if you're a DeSantis supporter or, you know, what, Nikki Haley, whoever, or a Trump supporter. Regardless of who you support for president, the top two candidates right now are still polling as Trump and Biden. And both of them, though, are, like, facing some, like, super serious challenges. So my question to you is, do you think we will see, and Lee, you called in on this a little bit yesterday, but do you think that we will see Trump versus Biden on the final ballot next year? Will it be a repeat Trump versus Biden? Butters, you first this time.
Oh, I don't know. And I had the advantage of thinking through that with you yesterday. I know what you put out, that seems like a very feasible possibility.
On Biden?
On Biden going away. I don't.
What about Trump? Is he going to make it?
I don't know. I don't know. We're living in such a crazy time. I mean, it's really kind of insane. I mean, as you go through all the legal stuff that we've got going on, I mean, it's just such a circus. So I don't know. In the vein of a circus, you just never know what's going to come flying out of the cannon next. You know. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of really plausible. I guess I would say, even down to some of the conspiracy theorist ideas that are out there, don't feel so icky conspiracy theorists right now. You know.
Yeah, and Charlie and I were talking last night, and she said, it's amazing how many conspiracy theories have all come true.
Yeah.
So there's that. Lee, what do you think? Is it going to be Trump versus Biden? Is that going to be the repeat ticket or no?
I just don't see Biden ending up being on the ticket because the Democrats know he's not going to win. I mean, it's just, if it's polling this bad this far out, he's in real trouble. I think they're working behind the scenes right now to move him out. And I think that's what's happening, and I think he's wanting to find a way out that protects him and his family. And that's kind of the jockeying back and forth we're seeing right now. But I think under the surface, they all know he's going to go down, and I think they'll have someone new by the time the convention happens. I think Trump will probably still be on the ballot. He's a really a never-say-die sort of person, you know? And I think that a lot of these lawsuits are going to end up tossed out because I don't think most of them have a lot of merit. It's just to keep him off the ballot. I think that he's not, you know, I think that he's going to be on it, and I think he's going to win.
Okay. So you say no to Biden, yes to Trump. Butter says, ain't nobody can call this one. Don't lay odds on any of it.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
Who's going to crawl out of the clown car next? That's what we'd always wonder.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you mentioned, I don't, you know, the legal stuff that it doesn't hold water. I mean, you tell me, Phil, you're the lawyer, but I mean, half this stuff just seems like it wouldn't have held water to begin, like even a public discussion, much less,
yeah.
You know, so I guess for lack of better words, does the law even matter at this point with what, you know, with some of what's going on?
Yes, and I'll answer that question real quickly. I'll tell you why. Because Trump is setting precedents for all of us, all right? And that's important. Because what they're trying to do to Trump, once he faces it down, even though it might be in a different jurisdiction, some of which won't be necessarily on appellate level, but it'll still be a case that we can look at and go, well, you've tried that before, thank you very much, and it didn't hold water. And we'll be able to, you're not going to be able to ballot challenge everybody on this 14th Amendment thing. No, you're not going to be able to, you know, try to tear down a man's finances because you don't think he valued his properties correctly. And oh, by the way, the president is allowed to declassify documents. I think he's setting precedents that are important, and he's a billionaire, and I'm thankful that he has the resources to fight it because the taxpayers are not paying for his, you know, casework right now. His lawyers are getting paid out of his pocket. And they're all going to have book deals when it's over. That's for sure. All right.
Oh yeah.
All right, you two, we got to go to a break. We'll do the break right now. We're doing Butters and Lee. We're coming right back. This is where we flip the script and, they get to ask me a question and I just kind of sit and wait and see what those questions are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense like a superpower. Tell you who's got a lot of common sense. It's our friends here, Butters and Lee. So this is where we shift gears. I asked them questions for the first round. They asked me questions second round. Lee, ladies first, what you got for me?
So, did you watch the Tucker interview with the guy who was discussing unexplained aerial phenomenon, or what we used to know as UFOs?
I saw parts of it, but I've not seen the whole thing.
Okay, I found him to be super credible.
Yeah,
and I was almost a little taken aback that, you know, this has kind of flown under the radar. You know, times are weird when people are like, UFOs, aliens, who cares? Moving on. So I wonder what you think, and I'd like to also hear what Butter thinks, being that he was maybe in the seat to view some of that. I want to know how serious you take what he was saying, that they actually have alien biologic material, whatever that means.
Well, I guess first thing we'd have to address is, do I believe that it's possible that there are aliens? And I, you know, here's the thing. I was a kid. I think my recollection is I asked my mom that one time. I mean, like, I was like elementary school. Mom, do you think there's really UFOs? Do you think there's aliens? And she said, I don't know, honey, but I know that if God can make us, why is it possible that he wouldn't make somebody somewhere else? And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'd never thought of it that way. Universe is massive. Is it possible there's life out there? Certainly. So I am not doubting that one day we're going to have direct contact and find out that Star Trek was right all along and that Klingons exist. But but then I also look at it and go, okay, at some point, the whole Area 51 thing has got to explode. You can't hide it forever. But there are phenomena that we cannot explain. And some of the stuff that they were showing in the most recent videos, some travel underwater, some travel in the air. Some have, you know, the ability to do, you know, aerobatics that nobody else can recreate, and they've got it on video. So I don't know that that's alien. At the very least, as one congressman said during the recent hearings, somebody somewhere can do things we can't do, and we need to find out why that is. So that's where I sit right now. But Butters, you want to chime in on that, Mr. Naval Aviator guy? Did you ever see anything when you were in the air?
I listened to the testimony from the particularly the air crew.
Yeah.
So actually, one of the air crew that's been interviewed, one of the backseaters, I actually went through a school with her back many many moons ago. I've served alongside. They're very credible. You know, what did they see? I don't know. Now the sensors that some of those airplanes had, you know, so I don't think they're making stuff up when they talk about what they're, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're,
so you're telling me in all your time in the cockpit, you never saw anything you went,
I didn't, but I wasn't necessarily the places that, and I didn't have the sensors that those guys had. So okay. A lot of what they've got is you know, some of the radar capability and the capabilities of an aircraft. But no, I didn't. I don't. I mean, and I flew around Area 20 or Area 51 a lot. Flew in and out of a little airport called Tonopah, which is where they built the F-117. Spent a lot of time out there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The one thing I would say is, how good are we? I mean, I don't know how good the government is at covering stuff up. Like, well, we just are so inept in so many ways. Like, this would be a pretty big deal.
This would, yeah. So this would be a huge hairy deal if they've actually had something. And I mean, the Mexican hearings where the guy brought mummified alien remains, I'm like, okay, that's a sideshow from a carnival. That's not even real. But what do you think, Lee? What was your take on it? Was it legit in your mind? Did you feel like, oh my gosh, this is real?
Yeah, I thought it was real.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's kind of arrogant of us to think that we're it in the entire universe.
Yeah.
I mean, God can't be limited by Earth. I think it said God created the heavens and the earth. It didn't say just the earth. You know what I'm saying? In the sense of he created the heavens, there can definitely, I totally agree with your mother in that answer. There very well may be plenty of other civilizations out there we don't know about.
I just hope we're the best one. I hope we're the big one. I hope we're the strongest one. That's what I hope. I don't want
except
one of these.
If they're traveling to us, then we're probably not.
Dang,
not
Butters.
Not
come
bad.
On, man.
Maybe they're nice.
Just speaking technologically.
Not like that Star Wars, that Twilight Zone episode we had the other day. We talked about where the alien came. He left a book behind that said to serve man. Turns out it was a cookbook.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so I think you mentioned Star Trek.
Yeah.
I this is a little off the rails, but
oh, here we go.
I think Star Wars is far more plausible than Star Trek. That we're going to just be enlightened, and everybody's going to do good. I just don't see that happening. So I think Star Wars takes us to space.
Well, so you think Klingons are better than the rebellion. I think that Emperor Palpatine is more like Biden.
Exactly. That's the world we really live in.
All right. Butters and Lee, appreciate both of you. Thanks, Lee. Talk to you soon. Oh, my goodness. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Hour number three coming up. We'll be right back.
All you Right Side ruffians out there.